Mommy's in the kitchen, cooking up something good. And daddy's on the sofa,
right up. It's time for this week's recipe roundup. This week, I'll be talking about pineapple strawberry habanero sauce, but mainly this is a way just to talk about making fermented hot sauce in general, since you can kind of just tweak this recipe for different flavors. This is one of my favorite food processing methods, which is lactofermentation. For this, you'll need a quart jar. If you want to get fancy, a jar top that has an airlock is perfect for this fermentation project, but if you don't have one, you can either make sure to remember to burp the jar every day, which just means to kind of take the top off and let any excess air and gas that's being created from the fermentation to release. Otherwise, your jars will burst, or at least the caps will burst off of them. Or you can also fasten a clean dish rag over the top of the jar. Without an airlock, you just need to pay a little bit more attention to the fermentation to make sure it's running the correct course. Your ingredients: half a cup chopped fresh pineapple, half a cup chopped strawberries, 1 heaping cup of chopped habanero peppers and sweet bell peppers, and the ratio of that will depend on how spicy you want your sauce. You could do it completely habanero peppers, or if you just wanted kind of a nice sweet sauce, you could do it completely sweet bell peppers. 1 chopped white onion, 4 cups distilled water, and 2.5 tablespoons of salt. First, you're going to start by sterilizing your jar in some boiling water. Since what we're doing is creating an environment that's nice for certain bacteria to grow in, we should start off with a clean slate. Please wear gloves if you are handling habanero peppers. I've set aside a whole, you know, this is step number 2, put on gloves. The first time I ever made habanero sauce, my hands burned for probably a good 48 hours afterwards because I didn't have gloves. And it doesn't matter what you wash your hands with, they will still burn. So you're going to start by chopping all of your fresh ingredients. With the peppers, you're going to want to devein them for the most part and remove the majority of the seeds, and then place all of those ingredients in the jar. Dissolve the salt into distilled water and then pour that into the jar as well. It's important to make sure all of the fresh ingredients are completely submerged. A jar weight or even a clean bowl or a cup can help if you just put it on top of the mixture. That's important because lactofermentation works and we don't get sick from it because we're creating an anaerobic environment for all of the good bacteria to continue to grow in, but we don't want any other contaminants to be able to get into that. And then you're going to keep that jar in a cool, dry place out of sunlight for 2 to 3 weeks. Check it every day, especially if you don't have an airlock, and make sure to skim any foam or scum off the top of the mixture. The ferment will certainly have a strong aroma and it will get stronger as time goes on, but it should never smell rotten or rancid or just like really bad. After you've reached your fermentation period of choice, you're going to blend together all of the solid stuff that's left in your jar. You're going to take about half of that liquid out and replace it with white vinegar. And then you're just going to blend this up. If you want it to continue to ferment, which some people do, they like to have that flavor. The fermentation will slow down when you put your sauce in the fridge just because of the temperature. But the only way to completely stop the fermentation, like if you taste it and you're like, this is exactly what I want it to taste like, I don't want it any more sour or any more spicier than this, then what you're going to want to do is pasteurize it by bringing the sauce to a boil. That's also what you're going to need to do in order to can it. And I won't go into the whole canning process here, but you would can this the way you would any sort of acidic sauce. We can talk about that another time. I hope you all try that. I actually shared this recipe because it's something I'm doing right now in my house. I just started the ferment yesterday, so I'll update in a 2 to 3 week period of time once I have that sauce completed. And I would also like to say that you'll be able to find this recipe as well as all of our other recipes online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org under the special features section of our website.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.